Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, saints, and welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. That was none other than Alan Jackson singing the old rugged cross. You know, he talks about clinging to the cross, clinging to the cross, and then when you die, exchanging it for a crown. Now, why cling to the cross? Well, we cling to the cross on earth, because on earth we are part of the church militant. But then we exchange our cross for a crown when we get to heaven, because then we become part of the church triumphant. In those old hymns, you got that old theology, that old sound theology. Not only do we teach the theology from Scripture, but we teach the theology in song. And so we're playing this Alan Jackson album in memory of our dear brother, Harvey Rackmeyer, who just a few days ago exchanged his cross for a crown when he went home to be with the Lord. We are in Romans 16. I can tell you that Pastor Harvey got on the plane today, Pastor Harry got on the plane today. I just got a call from Debbie letting me know that he's arrived safely and he's having a wonderful time as we speak in South Carolina. Also, Char and Joe and Linda were at the nursing home today. They had a wonderful service. 13 people attended, 13. And they have video of Mary Neff singing up a storm. Praise God. So it was a great day today. We got a lot accomplished today. And so here we are in studio to talk about Romans 16. Let's open up our Bibles and let's read starting at verse 1 and let's work our way all the way to verse number 15 where we are looking at this wonderful text, Romans 16, 15, starting at verse 1.
I commend to you Phoebe, our sister, who is a servant of the church in Cenchrea, that you may receive her in the Lord in a manner worthy of the saints, and assist her in whatever business she has need of you. For indeed, she has been a helper of many, and of myself also. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus, who risked their own necks for my life, to whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Likewise, greet the church that is in their house. Greet my beloved Epaphras, who is the first fruits of Achaia to Christ. Greet Mary, who labored much for us. Greet Andronicus and Junia, my countrymen and my fellow prisoners, who are of note among the apostles, who also were in Christ before me. Greet Amplius, my beloved in the Lord. Greet Urbanus, our fellow worker in Christ, and Stachys, my beloved. Greet Apelles, approved in Christ. Greet those who are of the household of Aristobulus. Greet Herodian, my countryman. Greet those who are of the household of Narcissus, who are in the Lord. Greet Tryphena and Tryphosa, who have labored in the Lord. Greet the beloved Persis, who labored much in the Lord. Greet Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother and mine. Greet Asyncritus, Phlegon, Hermas, Patrobas, Hermes, and the brethren who are with them. Greet Philegus and Julia, Nerus and his sister, and Olympus, and all the saints who are with him.
Salute Philegus and Julia and Nerus and his sister, and Olympus, and all the saints which are with them. Dear God, again, what a privilege, what a blessing that you allow us access to you. Father, as we look back 2,000 years, we see here in this chapter a great cloud of believers, a great cluster of believers in that old pagan perverted city of Rome. How in that wicked city you had a remnant of people who were much beloved in Christ. Oh God, bless us this evening as we consider your word, as we consider the text, as we allow the text to speak to us. Bless us, oh God, we pray in Jesus' name. In Jesus' wonderful name, speak to us, O Lord. We yearn to hear your voice through Scripture. Bless us, we pray. Amen and amen. Salute Philegus and Julia. Espasmi them. You know, we see here in this 16th chapter of Romans, Paul mentioning people in clusters. These clusters infer that the groups of people mentioned in each group or in each cluster represent a house church. Take, for example, verse 3. of Romans 16. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, or Aquila, my helpers in Christ Jesus. Then in verse 5 it says, likewise greet the church that is in their house. So that would be one cluster church that meets in a small Roman home. Then look at verse 14. Salute Asyncritus, Phlegon, Hermas, Petrobus, Hermes, and the brethren which are with them. That's another little house church. Then look at verse 15. Salute Philetus and Julia, Nurus, and his sister, and Olympus, and all the saints which are with them. That's another church house. So here in verse 15, Philetus, we already discussed who we believe he is. We know he's a Greek. The name is Greek. It's a compound masculine proper noun. Phileo, meaning love, and logos, the word. So we talked about how he was a lover of the word, and how he was a lover of words, and how he was talkative. Making him a lover of the word means that he was a lover of the Bible. That he was a lover of words meant that he studied every inspired word of God. That he was talkative meant he shared the faith. He shared the good news. He shared the gospel. Now, we know the name is Greek. Of course, we can trace it back to the Greek language. But here's an interesting thing about the name Philologus. In 1 Corinthians 1:23, it says this about the Jews. If you are speaking to the Jews, Paul's people, the people from which Paul came from, these people require a sign. If you recall, the religious leaders of Jesus, they were always asking Jesus to perform a sign. But then if you turn to the Greeks seek after what? Wisdom. Thus the name Philologus, the man who loves wisdom. You know, the name Philologus, if you want to get a better understanding, another common term that we can use for Philologus today would be bookworm. Another word would be wordsmith. A person who's a wordsmith is a person who really gets into words and their meaning and their history and their origin and their development over time. So he's a bookworm, a wordsmith, and another term that we can use is a bibliophile. A bibliophile, a lover of books. That's the Greeks. The Greeks seek after, they pursue wisdom. Now, the next person mentioned in the text in Romans 16 is Julia. Julia. Now, Julia is a Roman name. Philologus, Greek. Julia, Roman. And the Romans were very much into beauty. While the Greeks were into wisdom, the Romans were into beauty. Julia means having curly hair. She had curly hair. Many of the female names in the Bible were very descriptive of a woman's physical features. Take, for example, let me take you to Job. Let's go to Job for a minute. The book of Job, the 42nd chapter. The book of Job, the 42nd chapter. And starting at verse number 13, Job 42:13, just to give you an example, it says, speaking of Job, and he called, verse 13, Job also had 7 sons and 3 daughters. And he called the name of his first daughter Jemima. Jemima, that's the name of the first daughter. The second daughter's name was Keziah. The name of the third daughter is Kereng Hapuk. Those are the names of his 3 daughters. By the way, that name, Kereng Hapuk, that's Linda. In case you didn't know, that is Linda, Linda. And that's what we would call Linda in Spanish or Linda in English, Kereng Hapuk. So the 3 names, Jemima, Keziah, and Kereng Hapuk, all of these refer to the physical features that Job saw in his daughters, and he named them based on their distinct physical features. So here, Julia, as a child, was named for her curly hair. And, of course, the name is Roman. As I consulted every book I had on Romans, all the scholars agree unanimously. I did not find one who was in disagreement. They all were unanimous in concluding that Philologus the Greek and Julia the Roman, they were husband and wife. In fact, the belief is that not only were they husband and wife, but that they were slaves. Slaves. Slaves who had come to the saving knowledge of Christ. Not only were they slaves who had come to Christ together as a couple, but that they were leading this particular house church. I find that interesting. Now, let's look at the text for a moment. Let's look at verse 14. Salute Asyncritus, Phlegon, Hermas, Petrobus, Hermes, and notice, and the brethren which are with them. That's one house church. Salute Philologus, Julia, Nerus, his sister, Olympus, and all the saints which are with them. Notice, brethren and saints. We're going to get into that when I end this series on the 5th lesson. We're going to talk about the difference between brethren and saints. So, again, here you have this couple, pretty much like in verse 3, Priscilla and Aquila. They are leading, they are a couple. They are leading a house church. And here you have another couple, completely different. The husband is into wisdom. The husband is into knowledge. And, of course, the wife is a woman of extreme beauty. And not just natural beauty, but I would dare to conclude that Julia is a Proverbs 31 woman, a woman of God whose spiritual beauty is far more beautiful than her physical beauty. You know, I want to take you back to Romans 1. Let's go to Romans 1 for a moment, because all the scholars, I did not find one who was of a different opinion. All the scholars believed that they were slaves because these were common. Philologus is a common name, Greek name for slaves, and Julia is a common Greek name for a Roman woman. Now, look what Paul says in Romans 1. Notice what he says. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ. That word servant in Greek is slave. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ. No doubt Philologus and Julia were slaves to some human. Some human owned them at some point in time. Perhaps, as some scholars believe, they were still slaves. Other scholars say they're former slaves. Some scholars say, no, they're currently slaves. Whatever the situation, they are free in Christ. He whom the Son of Man sets free is free indeed. I conclude with saying this, that opposites do attract. Isn't it wonderful to know that the husband has one interest and the wife has another interest, and they're one. They are one in Christ. I find in the church that God puts a lot of opposite people together. People, the husband has one interest, the wife has another interest, they get married, and in Christ, they have a wonderful marriage. Because the common denominator is not the interest. The common denominator is the Lord. May every Philologus and every Julia in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ find their common ground, find their common purpose, find their common eternity in the person of Jesus Christ. When I read these passages of Scripture, I say, these must have been some interesting people. You know, we go downstairs on a Sunday and we have our fellowship time, and I go from table to table and I talk to this brother and I talk to this sister, and each one has their unique name. One is Bill, the other is Gail, the other is Dick, the other is Linda. And you go from table to table and you meet people. And I can just imagine Paul writing this letter and saying, I can't forget one of those people that I fellowshiped with, one of those people that I shared a meal with. Not all of these people, not all of them are in ministry. Some of them are ministers. Some of them are simply a host. You know, when you read about Philologus and Julia, they were not church leaders. What they were they were hosting the church at their house, at their place of residence. They were doing. So they weren't pastors. They were not husband and wife pastors. They were husband and wife hosts. Even that's a ministry. We only tend to think of ministry, those that preach or those that teach or those that lead a group. How about hosting something in your house? How about opening up your house to young people? How about opening up your property for a campfire? Why don't you host something for the Lord? That, my brothers and sisters, is ministry, and that's why Paul salutes this couple, who are no doubt these saints. He says, and all the saints which are with them. Who are they with? Well, they're with Philologus, and they're with Julia at their house. We're going to leave it there. We'll come back tomorrow. As we continue our series, I want to close out today's broadcast with the song by Alan Jackson, Love Lifted Me. Remember, saints, it's all about espasomai. It's all about saluting and greeting. And listen, a good and holy Christian greeting and salute will lift every downcast person. When you really love on people in Christ and you really care for them and you really embrace them and you really hug them and you look at them and say, I love you with the love of the Lord, when you espasomai people, that will lift their spirits. So Love Did Me by Alan Jackson.
I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. There it deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, and now safe am I. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. All my heart to Him I give, ever to Him I'll cling. In His blessed presence live, ever His praises sing. Love so mighty and so true merits my soul's best songs. Faithful, loving service to Him belong. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me, love.